So the IDC, the Industrial Development Corporation, has got investments in a huge range of fascinating South African businesses. It's gone on the offensive in the domestic tourism market. It says it's launching a campaign aimed at stimulating economic recovery in the sector. Musiketsi Mbeta is the head of tourism service and services at the IDC. Have you got investments in tourism, Musiketsi?
Thanks, Bruce. Yes, we quite heavily invested in the tourism sector, both in South Africa and outside of South Africa. I think currently our book is sitting at around 6 billion. So that's a huge investment we have in the sector.
6 billion rand. So you've got a vested interest here in helping drive a recovery in tourism. But it's bigger than that. I mean, tourism as a mass employer, the potential as a mass employer, tourism as an employer first resort for many people who can get their first jobs in the tourism sector and thereby advance their lives and their careers is equally important, of course. This isn't just about the properties and the owners of those properties. It's about the huge ecosystems they support.
No, that's correct, Bruce. And I think we all know the stats. They've been out there. We've seen the impact, I think, that the sector has had. I think that the COVID has had, I think, on the sector. I think the signs of recovery are there. But I think talking to, you know, some of our clients, the stakeholders, I mean, you still have, you know, some clients where maybe staff is still, you know, being laid off. You know, they are slowly, I think, trying to bring back, you know, people back at work. And I think this is really our way of trying to, you know, sort of stimulate, I think, you know, the travel demand, you know, specifically, I think, in the domestic market.
Before COVID, it made up about 9% of GDP. I'm sure that number's fallen off a cliff in recent years, but the latest available statistics, I think, go back to about 2018, where there's 82.5 billion rand in foreign direct spend and 127 billion almost in total. It's a huge income earner for the South African economy. How are you, as the IDC, going to run this campaign in order to get more of us travelling more locally?
Yeah, so thanks, Bruce. I think we've put aside, I think, a pot of money. We want to support about 30,000 trips, where we'll be offering a discount up to 35%, up to a maximum of 2,500. So we partnered with South African Tourism and Tourism Business Council, you know, obviously as also important stakeholders in the industry, to try and make this as inclusive as possible, because obviously our book is quite small, and we wanted to make sure that we invite as many establishments as possible to be part of this campaign. So this is really a call for all, you know, South Africans to register, to stand in line to win one of the 30,000 vouchers. So the voucher is up to a maximum of 2,500. And the draws for the vouchers are going to start from next week, Monday, for a period of 30 days, be drawing about 1,000 vouchers, I think, a day. So once you have received a voucher, you've won a voucher, you will be notified by email, and then you'll have up to 21 days to then go on to the website. The website is SA's Home, and then you'll be able to, you know, essentially decide where you want to go. So we have an online portal where, you know, prospective travelers can be able to interact decide which province you want to travel with, and yeah, you book online, you redeem the voucher, and then you will then be able to pay the balance. And yeah, then after that, you just take your bags and head on to your holiday.
Musiketsi, thanks very much for joining us this evening, the head of tourism and services at the IDC. It's a wonderful initiative, of course, and it's going to give lots of people the opportunity, of course, to see parts of the country they haven't seen, designed to stimulate a recovery in a battered sector.